Greetings, y'all. This is the Cardigan Professor coming to you live from the campus of Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio. And today, I'm coming to you all to celebrate Women's History Month. You know, that one month out of the year where we pay honor and tribute to the great accomplishments of women everywhere. Well, today, I want to come in and pay tribute to Dr. Persephone Whitfield McDaniels. Dr. Persephone Whitfield McDaniels, Professor of English, has served as the Dean of the Division of Graduate Studies at Jackson State University since July 2018. She is the former chair of the Department of English, Foreign Languages, and Speech Communications in the College of Liberal Arts at JSU. She has worked at the university since 1999 and has taught on both the undergraduate and graduate levels in English. McDaniels was also educated in the public schools of Gould and Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Throughout her academic career, McDaniels has been an active teacher researcher. She is co-editor, along with Dr. Helen Chikuma, of the 2016 book, Meeting Points in Black and Africana Women's Literature, and she has published articles in the International Journal of Teaching and Learning in Higher Education. She's also published in Reflections, a Service Learning Journal, the Journal of Ethnic American Literature, publications of the Mississippi Philological Association Journal, Black Magnolias, a literary journal, and The Researcher. In addition to her experience in higher education, McDaniels taught grades 9 through 10 in Jackson Public Schools, grades 7 through 8 in Wilkinson County Schools. She also served as one of the first K through 12 reading specialists for the Mississippi Department of Education. Her teaching philosophy is taken from a program in which she once participated as a high school teacher, TESA, Teacher Expectation Equals Student Achievement. So, as I said, I wanted to come to you guys to pay homage and tribute and honor Dr. Persephone McDaniels. And switching off from my normal format, I'm going to read a piece that was written about her. A lot of times I do share those creative works that are written by my authors that I like to share with you guys, but since we're paying tribute, I wanted to read this very special written piece about Dr. McDaniels, and it was written by one of her former students from Jackson State. The title of the piece is called A Mentor by Any Other Name. When I think about the things that solidify my bond to forever love and support HBCUs, the wonderful relationship with my mentor, Dr. Persephone Whitfield McDaniels, is the one thing that stands out. Yes, I had instructors who sparked my critical thinking and made sure that I completed my assignments, but Dr. McDaniels influenced me in a way that no other professor has. Growing up in rural Scott County, Mississippi, I knew that there was much more to life than just working at the local chicken factory. The primary reason that I wanted to attend an HBCU was because I went to high school with majority of white students, and I wanted to experience college life with students who looked like me. Ignoring the repeated cries of a family member who is a Jackson State University alum and who kept pressing me to attend, I decided instead to attend Mississippi Valley State University. I wanted to forge my own path. I went there for 2 years, but there was something missing. At the end of my sophomore year, I had a light stroke. Sadly, I had to go back to Scott County, where I ended up working in a couple of local factories. I knew I was ready for some kind of change. I knew that I had to get back into the classroom, but where was the question that needed to be answered? With only 2 days left before the start of the semester, I applied and was admitted into Jackson State University. I instantly felt like I was home. My classes were great, the professors cared, and I finally felt that I was at an institution that would give me what I had searched for. I transferred to Jackson State in the fall of 2000. As a rising senior, I was accepted into the Ronald E. McNair Post-Baccalaureate Achievement Program. One of the requirements was to find a faculty person in your department to serve as your research mentor. It had to have been divine intervention that the first faculty member I asked was not going to be available. She suggested I speak with Professor Persephone McDaniels, who at the time was working on her dissertation at LSU. She was available and willing to work with me. She guided me through the research project for that summer, and I assisted her with research for her dissertation. I never thought that she would continue to mentor me through undergrad and serve as my thesis committee chair. It was because of her that I was able to open up and discuss my horrific experiences as a child and move on from those experiences. She showed me the real meaning of a successful and professional African-American married woman. She encouraged me and gave me tough love when I needed it, which was often. Her genuine love and care for me and my success was what made my entire journey at JSU a memorable and loving experience. When I wanted to give up while in graduate school, she called me into her office for one of our talks. That snapped me back to reality and got me back on track to finish the course I started in 2004. While some professors would have moved on, I'm so thankful that she did not. How was I to know that the one professor in my HBCU that would most touch my life would be the one whose class I had never taken? It is because of her that I am where I am today, both professionally and personally. When I met Dr. Persephone Whitfield McDaniels, I gained not only a great mentor, but I also gained a lifelong friend who I call on to this day and any other day too. And with that said, I just wanted to come to you all and again pay homage to Dr. Persephone McDaniels. And in doing so, I shared with you a piece that was written by one of her former students, Miss Nakisha Darby. With that said, y'all, again, this is the Cardigan Professor coming to you live from the campus of Central State University. I wanted to share with you all a great tribute for Women's History Month, and I hope that you go out and pay homage to the women in your life today. Take care. Until next time.